important was it for you to get it done before things start for real here?
I was really hoping that it would get done before. I didn't want to go into the regular season with that. It's as much as you don't think about those types of things consciously, subconsciously, I mean, you can't help but they sit in the back of your head, and you're I'm playing for a contract, I'm playing, you know, this and that. And, sometimes it can just kind of be an added distraction. So, certainly was hoping and really happy that it did get done.
Were you getting close to cutting it off?
I wasn't sure. It had progressed there this last week, so I felt like it was headed in a really good direction and thankfully didn't have to, you know, think about that.
You've made your money, you know, in your career, so how much of this contract was just about, you know, respect and comparison to your peers?
Yeah, you know, for me it was, getting something fair both ways. You know, I certainly, as a quarterback, you certainly don't want to hamstring your team in any way because, I know this more than anyone, you rely so heavily on those playmakers around you, you certainly don't want to do anything like that, but at the same time, you do want something that's fair, it's tough, you know, trying to find out what that is, and everybody's different. You know, you look at the market and quarterbacks and this and that, but everybody's different, every situation is different, so there's a lot that goes into it, and I think that's kind of why it did take a little while, hopefully got it right.
When you're a quarterback, do you know what the guaranteed money for other guys around the league is?
The funny thing is you hear all these reports and different things here and there, but, I mean, all that stuff's confidential anyway, and you don't know what's true and what's not, to be totally honest with you. So no, you hear the rumors here and there, but you have no idea what the actual language is, within a contract. So.
Are guys kind of busting your chops a little bit?
Yeah, that's part of the deal. You better be ready to wear it when you walk in. Yeah, everybody, the whole team.
Alex, one thing that you said even a few weeks ago before camp even started, talking about wanting this contract where you'll be here for a while.
Yes.
How important is this to you now that, I mean, Kansas City's your home now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, the funny thing is, I mean, you can have 5-year contracts in the NFL, but I mean, really, you're ultimately always proving yourself, and it's every year and it's every week, and it's no different. I think with that though, there is. I think, it's nice. You know that it's a 2-way street, and I wanted to be here and to have that reciprocated and to put it on paper. It's great. I'm really happy about it. I'm pumped, and now it's nice that, like I said, I think. It's gone, and you can really not that you weren't, but that kind of clutter is gone from your head, and you can really kind of focus in and get ready for this week one. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And now as my kids are getting into school age, yeah, a little bit for sure. Yeah, and we love it here, and we love where we're at. So, no question.
Did you make it clear to Tom that you wanted this done before the season started?
I did. Yes. Yeah.
And it sounded like from what John said today, it was important for him to have it done before the season. So is this a classic case of there was a deadline, so it got done?
Yeah, a little brinksmanship, you know, like right up to the deadline. And that's funny. I think that's pretty normal, actually, I think, in contracts. And, things start moving and you find middle ground. I think that's kind of what it was all about, especially this last week.